How nice you could come to visit. See our home, how we live, how the leaves sweep down, the fields green still. We turned our clocks back. I brought squash in, tossed a sheet across the withering vines. We're to expect a frost once the wind quits, wind from the north flurries. A chance. We'll move the rabbits in the morning, light the stove. Chicory in your coffee, honey, how you like. On the radio, the news. Dark falls and the wind comes up and leaves flock out of the trees. I tuck the window shut and yet inside doors keep sailing open. Leaves shore up in the kitchen. The floorboards buckle and heave. These old houses. Every wall leans toward the south, toward you, your modest hills, your clemencies of weather. It can't be easy. It is a distance. Our stairs are steep and narrow. You will never make it up them. You would never make it down. We would have to keep you as eccentrics keep their reptiles captive in a tub. We have the dog you gave us. We have reasonable jobs in town, sick pool, personal time, time to travel. I took a lover from the tropical regions once who washed my feet in the sand. Children loved him. He owned a shirt he never wore. He danced with keening grace with my Isabel, who has lived so far to be five. Your room is freshly painted. Your bed is your bed you slept in Kentucky when you were a boy. The sheets are the sheets mother monogrammed when she took your name when you married. If you need anything, if you are up in the night, there is the wing-backed chair to sleep in, whiskey in the pantry, pecan cake in the bread box, your father's favorite, the cake your mother made you. Our house is yours naturally. You need only ask. I'm awake in the night in the yellow room at the top of the narrow stairs. Tap your cane on the stairs. I'm sure to hear it. We keep our boy with us in our bed. Our boy looks like your boy, like my brother. We gave him your name. You gave my brother the name your mother gave you. He is the third Frederick, a grandson at last. Papa, we named him for you. My lover's name was Artemio. ¿Quieres tomar mi leche? He used to ask. He danced beautifully in keeping with the custom of his people. Isabel bent her back across his arm and dragged her hair through the sand. My brother was Frederick II. He skied out of an avalanche that caught you. We've told the story 1,000 times. Your ski swung around and put a gash in your leg, and by this wound, Freddy tracked you. He skied you out of that chute on his back. You were knocked out. You waked in the hospital. Remembered nothing. You remember nothing of it now. It can't have happened, you insist, even now. He was weak, your boy. He wasn't like you. The second Frederick. We should have named our boy Jack. Jack the first. Jack the only. Manuel, we should have named him Carlito. Gordito, little fat boy. You should have said, Freddy, thank you. Instead, you said, it can't have been you. In sleep, my brother, my boy at my breast, makes his visits too. He is not himself, but I know it is him. He is not the boy who set the house ablaze, not the boy who sawed the heads off snakes and skewered mice with a pitchfork. Freddy stands at the door until morning, wanting to be seen. He sees nothing. He has no eyes, no mouth, no reason he can speak of to be here. The trees thrash in the wind. Apples shake loose and drop to the ground, a sound loud enough to wake me. Pachoo, you said, and aimed your cane at my girl. Your cane is wound about with electric tape. The shaft is splintered. You fault the dog. The dog was digging at your piece. How many times? You broke your cane across its back. Pachoo. You will have peas at Christmas and pecans and cabbage in your garden still growing. Here, snow will heat past the window sash. The bears hunker down and the rabbits and the frogs endure the season frozen solid. Ice pries slate from the rooftop. When snow slides off the roof and ice all at once, the house thunders and quakes on its rubble footing. The dog gnaws at the door, and Isabel cries out. My girl sleepwalks, so you know. Isabel talks in her sleep. We mustn't wake her, only follow at her heels quietly until she makes her way back to bed. Isabel is likely to walk to the church next door and swing from the rope in the belfry. The bells startle her, but she can't wake. She is afraid and calls out for me, but she can't see me. She can't hear. I have to hold her to keep from looking for me as though I'm nowhere near. I'm near, Papa, not to worry. Only tap on the stairs should you need me. You have sight in one eye, one leg is shorter. Your joints swell and wear away, and you are older of a sudden. 80 soon, tomorrow will mark your birthday. Your boy killed himself on your birthday. At dinner, your wife fell from her chair asleep. A long way to come, and you are tired. You don't sleep well. You ache in the night. Your friends are dying. You wake with your hand thrown over your face, not knowing it is you. It's your hand, Papa. You can't feel it. Your hand lies across your eyes. You can't move it. It won't come to you what it is. You may hear birds in the chimney in your room. They often catch there. Their feet scratch the flue. No harm. You'll hear the wind scrub the hill we live on. You'll hear me. I sleep lightly. I am up in the night. I am in the room above you, awake when the baby wakes, hungry, carrying him across the floor. His first curl is on the shelf and his umbilical knot in your room where you're sleeping. I buried his afterbirth in the garden deeper than the dog likes to dig. I keep Freddy's old teeth the tooth fairy left. I keep the lamp mother made from your ski boot that Freddy dumped the blood you lost out of when he brought you down off the mountain. You bled wildly. By the blood from the wound, Freddy found you, by the stains on the snow, the blood pooling in your boot. That was lucky. That lamp made mother feel lucky. Mother drilled a hole through the bottom of the boot and ran a shaft up through it and filled the boot with cement. She threaded wire through. Funny what you keep, what keeps at you. I keep a feather I found in Freddy's pocket. I keep an acorn I kicked the morning Isabel was born out walking on the dirt road, my water streaming over my knees. I keep a satin bow from the attic of the house where we lived when Freddy was alive. You paid bounty on birds when Freddy was alive, on pigeons and the obnoxious grackle, a nickel for every rabbit trapped, a dollar for the brazen weasel who ran across your shoe. He killed to please you. Freddy got rich trying to please you. He drowned mice by the dozen in a bucket and a mother raccoon in a wheelbarrow and the last sorry runt of a puppy your bird dog dropped in the barn. The pup wouldn't amount to much. You had him kill it. Freddy blasted the daub nests of swallows with their splotchy eggs inside. You taught him what to kill, what to run off, to save. What Freddy killed, he put to rest with great ceremony, with flute song in a common grave, quietly, secretly weeping. Spare the songbirds you taught him for their pleasing song, the plain and faithful Phoebe, the thrush and homely wren. Spare the heron, shoot the goose, kill the cuckoo bird that hides his eggs for other birds to raise. We ran skunks off. We brought a fox home to save, and you shot it. He needed toughening, you always said so. Freddy needed a keener eye. My brother was pretty. He was beaten in school. He had been born too soon. His lungs were weak. I tried to be your boy, so Freddy wouldn't have to be your boy. Wouldn't get to, I think I should say. Freddy shot a house cat once, out hunting with you, the first and last time you took him with you. He's a hazard, you told mother, and gave her the geese it was her job to pluck, and the peasant and the dove. Birds are stacked top to bottom in your freezer, pinkish, yellow, their feet still on, more birds than you will eat in a lifetime. Mother plucked the birds on the bottom of the stack and stacked on these with a fresher kill, the birds your next wife plucked for you, bright mallards and drakes, their heads loose on their necks, their feathers carried off by the wind. My lover called me La Flaca, the skinny one. I like the smell of him and his mighty arms. I like a little how easily he will accomplish nothing. He had a scooter we rode around on sand roads through tiny towns. He rode me out to see a tribe of monkeys. One stole my necklace. One unlaced my shoes. Those monkeys were the greedy kings of that town, the pendejos, the thugs. They chased dogs off. They stole wallets, stole mine, snatched anything loose. Why'd you bring me here? I asked him. To teach you to live, mi flaca, with nothing. He lived in a lean-to of lashed together palm fronds. The floor was sand. He had a bucket and a bed. He had a rag he dried my feet with. All night I could hear the sea. All night, certain nights, I knew he would kill me. He had strength he wasn't using. He would scalp me, pretend to be me, my mind blasted clean, ecstatic, swinging my yellow hair. Thank you.